one marathon is plenty enough for many, but Gavin Sandford will finish his marathon today in Manchester and carry on with one marathon a day for another 22 days. Not only is he running a marathon a day, he's pushing a wheelchair along with a barrel in it and wearing fancy dress. He told me all about it.
I'm doing a little bit more than the standard John O'Groats to Land's End route. So I'm running a 1,200 mile route. And it's also pushing a wheelchair with a big heavy oak barrel upon it. It's for two fantastic causes. It's raising money for wounded soldiers and also for children with cancer, and it's raising money for specialised rehab equipment.
We'll talk about the charities in a couple of moments' time. I just want to describe your attire. I've never interviewed somebody whose body looks like it's inside out. It's almost like the Robbie Williams video where he peeled off his skin. Is that the look that you're going for?
I've got all manner of fancy dress. So today's outfit is a muscle outfit with a punk wig and big glasses. it's to punch you in the face, I suppose, as I'm running past with the barrel, if that's not enough, yeah.
And what sort of reaction have you had so far?
Bewilderment, chuckling, all manner of reactions. But generally, on the whole, it's been good. It's been very pleasant.
And what sort of training have you had to do this?
I trained for 4 months before this. I work full time, so I was getting up at half three, training for a couple of hours, work from 7 till 6, and maybe do an hour and a half in the evening, and that was for 4 months, pretty much 5-6 days a week.
So just explain to us where you're up to at the moment.
Today is actually, it's a good day. It's over halfway. It's the marathon 23. I've got 22 more to go, so I finish September the 20th.
Where would you say has been your favourite place to run so far?
The Scottish Highlands might have been physically the biggest challenge, but that was absolutely beautiful. There's been many, the reaction of all sorts of people from Glasgow to Edinburgh to Manchester, the reaction is something that inspires you. You know, you have children coming up to you and giving and donating money into the barrel. Yeah, there's been many things that are really uplifting.
And you must have thought late August, beautiful late summer weather, it's not been good for you, has it?
No, I got caught out very badly my second day running up a mountain, which took quite a few hours. And because of zero visibility, I thought I was going to get killed. Rushed off the other side and ruptured all my tendons on my ankle. And then I was hobbling for a couple of days with that sort of thing, and then got hit by the hurricane that came through as I was over some of the mountains. And it's been tough. It's been probably the toughest thing. I'm an ex-soldier, so this has been tougher than anything I've done there. It's really tough.
So where hurts at the moment? Actually, would it be easier to say where it doesn't hurt?
Everything hurts, yeah.
And we mentioned about the two charities, obviously very special charities to you. What's the reasons behind that?
As I say, I'm an ex-soldier. I've worked with one of the charities, which is the Queen Elizabeth. That's the major referral for all soldiers coming in from any conflict zone. I've directly worked in operating theatres in the burns and plastics unit, working with those guys. So that's very, very close to my heart, as you can.
That's Gavin Sandford, who is running those marathons. He's going to be completing those 45 marathons in 45 days in the middle of next month. So whatever you're doing in the next couple of weeks, it won't be as arduous as that. Have yourself a good night tonight, whatever you're up to. This is Phil. Be back with you tomorrow afternoon on BBC Radio Manchester.